USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A woman who the FBI says took a laptop belonging to Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and tried to sell it to Russians has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested on Monday. Although no laptop has been recovered, Pelosi's office said the device was only used for presentations. Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia, and scientists have warned they gotta go. The so-called cocaine hippos were illegally imported to the country by the notorious drug lord, who was killed by authorities in 1993. From his personal zoo after his death, four hippos escaped. Scientists have projected the intrusive hippo population could surge to 1,500 by 2024. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.